Okay, I think I have found the guy who we can blame for what's going on here. They're having a technical conversation. I had just found the guy who's responsible for gathering all these tech heads, developers, bright sparks here in Dublin, in a building which is Engine Yard. That's a big company in America that has just landed over here in Dublin. Actually, forgive me, I don't know when it came to Dublin, but basically I'm looking at a screen that says we'll tweet it live, and I think they're having technical problems with the Wi-Fi in the background. And while they're having technical problems in the... Can I now talk to you?
You can, of course.
I was just, you know, ad-libbing.
The usual technical problems.
I found the guy we can blame, not for the technical problems, but for the event. Donal Cahalan, is it accurate to say that this was your idea inspired by something going on somewhere else? Is that correct?
Yes. What happened was Twitter in their offices have a tradition of having a staff meeting every Friday at 5 o'clock in their canteen, which is called Twitter Tea Time. So essentially they sit and they discuss the issues of the day, discuss their platform, and it's a chance for staff.
In San Francisco. And have they done this from the very start?
From the very start. It's been an office thing of, you know, have a cup of tea, have a beer, work out what went wrong that week, start over fresh the next week. So obviously as the platform grew, they decided, well, instead of just having internal opinions all the time, they'd start doing it outside.
Are you okay if we take off?
Okay, there's a little interruption here.
While we go down here.
Yeah, we're going to move. We're going to move. Across. Yeah, keep going.
So basically, they started running them outside of Twitter. So, for instance, where I was introduced to them was last September, they held the first one in Europe, in London. And I happened to be in London at the time. So
by accident?
By accident, yes.
And how did you find out it was on?
I guess, even though I'm not a Twitter developer myself, I'm registered as a Twitter developer and I'm registered as a Facebook developer because it gives you a chance to see what's coming up.
Do you mean there's this kind of secret society
called Twitter Developers? Yeah.
I see.
Like everything in the world, the developers are behind everything.
And do they use Twitter for their own purposes? Behind closed doors?
They do, in fact, you'll see tonight, I'll be showing you, there are actually Twitter accounts that are pure, like there is a Twitter account that shows, you know, the status of Twitter. There's a Twitter account that shows stuff for developers and all that. So basically, because I was at the one in London and met some of the senior guys from Twitter at San Francisco at it.
Who did you meet that you can name now? Or you don't have to
At the time, you had, say, for instance, Jason Costa, who I've become very good friends with, he's the lead developer advocate. So Jason's job within Twitter is to make sure these sort of things happen. But we also had Ryan Siever, who's the head of platform, was there. They obviously then had guys like, for instance, in the UK, they had guys like, they had just bought TweetDeck at the time. So they had the head of TweetDeck and stuff there. So afterwards, anyway, I gave them my card and I said, look, if you're ever going to do something like this in Ireland, please give me a call. And I think about 2 days later, they did. And that was back in September.
These Twitter people move at the speed of tweets.
Everything is very fast and very organized. So essentially, it's been a case of, you know, just to be honest, like, I've had a career as a professional event organizer. But this has been the easiest event ever to organize because it's so easy to communicate everything by Twitter. When I was looking for a venue, I tweeted it out, and Eamon Leonard here and the guys from...
I met him in the bar, actually. Oh, here he is.
Yeah. They were kind enough to offer the venue. And the same with the speakers, you know. The companies that are speaking here tonight are all people who I met or know through Twitter. In fact, like the amount of... Like, there are speakers here tonight who I've never met in real life until tonight.
And look, let me get the timeline right. When did you wander in off the street and go into the building in London and find yourself at the Twitter tea over there? When month was that?
The very end of September.
So from September 2011...
2011.
To now. You've pulled this thing together?
Yeah. And in fact, it was going to happen before Christmas, but today is a big day for Twitter because, A, theoretically, they hit 500 million users today. And
yeah,
today,
I read that tweet today.
Today they also announced who the head of the new Irish office is going to be.
Who is it?
Stephen is his name. Stephen PWC is his Twitter handle, and I don't know his surname because surnames won't be important.
We don't
anymore.
Care about it. Yeah. His name is Stephen PWC. That's Pricewaterhouse Coop.
Yeah, but it's not. Stephen is, in fact...
He's going to get so much trouble with that name.
Stephen is actually coming directly from Google, where he's been one of the senior directors in Google for the last few years. So he's currently on what they call ski leave, which basically is what happened when you announced that you're going to work for one of your biggest competitors. They decide that you need a three-month skiing holiday before you can start up. So that's the history of the event.
Well, I'm going to be following him, I can tell you that straight
off. Lovely guy. I actually, because as I said, when I only found
How
that...
How old is he?
By looking at his LinkedIn profile and his Twitter
avatar, I can see. I would say
he's definitely not past 40. I would say he's in his mid-30s.
And if he was here, would he be wearing a T-shirt, a black T-shirt?
Most definitely a T-shirt.
Yeah, and would he be wearing jeans and
it would be yes, it would
and,
be
and some kind
be,
of loafers or something.
It would be geek casual.
So he's coming here now. All these people in this room here, you know, all of whom are developers, hoping, I presume, to have a collaboration with Twitter, right?
They're all... I mean, I guess the thing about, say... I can speak from the point of view of having seen how the one in London went. What will happen is, like, first of all, we'll have Irish companies presenting on what they're doing with Twitter, which for people, say, a lot of the developers here will never have worked with Twitter. So it'll be a good example for them to see, actually, just how easy it is to build Twitter into their software.
Hey, can I record their presentations without having to go up to them beforehand and say, may I please record what you're saying?
Yeah.
And in fact, I can put them on audio.
Can, and I have all the presentations, the PowerPoints that I can also...
Well, I'll confine myself to audio. You guys will... Maybe Silicon Republic will, or whatever.
Yes, and we'll be putting some of the stuff up on Web2Ireland over the weekend as well. So.
Web2Ireland, yeah. Right.
So after we go through some of the presentations, what we'll be doing then is we'll have a live Skype call with Jason Costa, who is currently sitting in an office in Twitter in San Francisco in the middle of the development office. So the idea basically is that developers will be able to come up, sit on the sofa, ask any question that they want about Twitter, and if Jason doesn't know the answer to himself, he can literally shout at somebody
in
the room.
And tell me, is he going to follow this hashtag?
Well, he is indeed.
So this audio conversation about him...
He'll no doubt hear at some point, yes.
At some point, right. Yeah. He probably won't have time to hear it this evening. But anyway, go on.
That's the idea, really.
That's the idea. Look, I'll talk to you later, because you could go
Fantastic.
On and I could go on for it. Thanks very much.
Not at all.
Donal
Thanks,
Callan, your Twitter name, I have to spell
Donal underscore Callan.
Yeah, it's the underscore that I've got. Now, hang on, folks. Not everybody understands the Irish accent. D-O-N-A-L underscore C-A-H-A-L-A-N-E. Bye.